Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Rice.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
The Heart of Love.
The Heart.
Radio Show.
Radio Show.
How you guys doing? This is Reverend Dr. G. Wright coming to you live. This is the Heart Love Radio Show coming on to you live tonight from the D.C. Baltimore area. I hope you guys are doing well wherever you guys are tonight. I hope you are encouraged. I have a nice special show designed for tonight, and it's a show that I think everyone definitely needs to be here to see, and so I'm really, really excited about this new guest who's coming on tonight. So, and I appreciate him being so flexible and willing to work with me. So I know I'm coming on just a little bit later, but you know, as you know, things happen sometimes. But I'm definitely encouraged and glad to be here with you guys tonight. My special guest tonight. And I'm on Blog Talk Radio as well. I have this plan on Blog Talk Radio. My special guest tonight is none other than I Am Caldwell, a man with a purpose, who has amazing talent, great music, a great purpose, and I'm looking forward to him coming on pretty soon. If you're there, just make sure you just, all you have to do is basically look at the bottom of the screen. Look at the bottom of the screen, and we see the person with the profile that's requested to be on. And I'm definitely looking forward to having you come on here in a minute or so. But I have to say this, you know, so much has been going on today. And, you know, think about it this, mental health. We've got to be, I always talk about this, about make sure you're taking care of yourself mentally, emotionally, taking care of yourself. Your full self. So your entire person, you know, and so that's what we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about actually a lot tonight. So again, I apologize for coming on a little late, but I appreciate I Am Caldwell for I'm waiting for him to come through, for coming through. So I'm just really, really appreciative that he's actually agreed to come through. So he's gonna be coming on through. How are you guys doing out there tonight? Let me see who's on. Let me see who's coming on. You know, so oh goodness. Yeah, so what's going on with you guys tonight? How's everything been going? How is your life been? How has your week been? You know, and then how do you take care of your emotions? How do you deal with those different things about you? How are you doing during this period, Because we're all in this new place. We're experiencing new things. And like we've talked about before on the show, about the normal. What is the normal? Then how do you deal with the normal? How do you deal with those things? So, guys, while my friend, friend of mine, while I'm Caldwell is coming on, hey, good evening. How are you doing? One thing I need to do, I Am Caldwell is kid requested to be on, and I'm going to bring you on live. It's a little person. You see a little box on that screen on my page, and just click on it, and then I'm going to bring you live. Just request to come on live, and I'm going to bring you on live. Good evening. I'm excited about tonight, guys, because his music is off. The chain. His music is off the chain. Hey, Gregory, how you doing, G? How you doing tonight? Mr. Brown, Gregory Brown's in the house. Gregory Brown's in the house. I'm gonna see if I can bring you on. You see where you can come on. I am Caldwell. You doing well, Gregory? Well, listen, you come in for a great show tonight. A great, great, great show tonight. So I see that you're on here. See if you can send me a wave. I am Caldwell, and then there's a button that says bring them on camera. And I see my mom. She came on. She did that. Don't see the request box. Okay, let me see if I send you the request box. Okay, so they're on as guest request. Allow viewers. Okay, I'm gonna see if I can do this. I'm gonna see if I can bring you on. It's on camera. Okay. Let me see them. Invite friends. Okay, I'm just looking for some things, guys. I used to try to bring people on, and I had an issue with myself bringing people on. I sent you an invitation. What's going on, Michelle Annette? How you doing, girl? How you doing? Do you see an invite that I just sent you, Frank? I'm Caldwell. Do you see it? Do you see it? Do you see anything on my back? Are you on my page? Go to my page. Go to my page. And then when you go to the page, Caldwell, I am Caldwell. You see anything on my box on my page? Because we are friends on Facebook. Do you see anything on this box? Anything on this box? Anything on my page? How you guys doing? And Michelle Annette, do you see a little thing on the box on my page? So if you go onto my page, you're on my Facebook page, there should be something, some things on the bottom of the box that will tell you something like add the person. It's going to be look like you see like a photo. You know what? Go on your phone. Go on your phone, Caldwell. Go on your phone and look at it on your phone. If you're on a desktop, it's probably not going to show up on the desktop. But if you go on Facebook on your phone, you're going to see it. So try going on the phone, on your phone, on Facebook, and then you will see the request box. Yeah, I think one of my friends a couple weeks ago, I think that's what happened. So he went on his phone. He was trying to go on the page. Okay, grab the phone. Yeah, grab that. And you're going to come on through. And guys, I'm just so excited, guys, because you guys are going to love his music and what he has to share with you, because this guy is phenomenal. His music is phenomenal. So I cannot wait for you guys to actually see him in a few minutes. And I'm just downloading something. So while it's coming through, it's probably going to probably try to start playing, but it's okay. I'm going to turn it down just a little bit so you guys can. I don't want you to hear it just yet. Just turn it down. But listen, guys, you know, what are you thankful for tonight? So, okay, I'm about to bring him on. 10, 9, 8, 7. I just sent him 3. All right. Hey, how you doing? I am Caldwell.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Doing well. First of all, let me tell you this. I love that necklace. I'm going to have to get one made for myself, okay?
I appreciate that, man.
Yes. I knew it. But listen, I want to say welcome. First of all, welcome. You know, thank you for being patient, because a lot of things have been going on tonight, so I appreciate you, because I've gotten started later than I planned, but I really, really appreciate you coming up. I love your music.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You know, so guys, referring to as I am Caldwell, just like they refer to me generally as G. Wright. Don't call him by his name that you see right there. Refer to him, I am Caldwell, all right?
Exactly. Yeah, and there actually is there's a reason behind that.
Right, right. You know, first of all, can you introduce yourself to everyone who's coming through?
Sure. Good evening, everyone. My name is Frank Caldwell. I go by I am Caldwell, which is an acronym. We'll get into what that means, but I've been doing recorded music since 1999. Yeah.
Right.
I grew up in music, grew up around music. I think I was the minister of music at my church over all the bars by the age of 17.
Wow.
Yeah. And church was all I knew. Gospel music was all I knew. To a point, you know. So I've been around music all my life. So I started recording in 99. I had a record deal offer.
Right. What? Okay.
Yeah, man, because I was doing, like, you know, R&B gospel at the time. It wasn't really popular like it is. So
right.
I remember sitting to be with EMI gospel at the time, and they were like, we love this. Just don't know what to do.
Right.
Like this dynamic night voice, man, and you sing about God, which is exactly what he wanted to put me on tour with, you know, Tyrese. All this stuff.
Right.
At the end of the day, the deal didn't work out contractually, so I ended up recognized by my own indie label. My performer rights organization is ASCAP, so I got my own publishing, and we sold in 7 different countries. I had it in the United States. We did all that. It was a great job, man.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I've been doing this for a very, very long time. I've been writing songs, I think since I was 15 years old. As a matter of fact, the very first song that I ever wrote,
right,
the very first song I wrote when I was 15, 9 years later, ended up on the Billboard chart.
Wow. Here's a guy.
You got to understand, you know, I play keyboard, but I was only playing with like 4 fingers.
Right.
I couldn't chord with my thumb.
Right. Wow, listen to this. When I listen to this music, let me tell you, your music is off the chain.
Your music, bro.
And I've been trying to get you on here for a minute. It's been a minute, and it kind of slipped in my hands. And I was like, you know what? I hope he knows that I'm really serious about having you on here. So again, I really appreciate you for working with me tonight and staying up a little later. You know,
like.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Now, you know what? I want to play one of your songs. Have okay. My Story, Overcome, or Learn. Which one do you really want to put out? Do you want to play first?
Let's start with Overcome.
Overcome?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you give a backdrop to this song?
So, this song, I wrote this song back in May of last year. And of course, we know that's when the pandemic has
right.
really hit and things are starting to shut down and all the bars, restaurants, and schools, and everybody was out of work, you know. And so I wrote this song that says, I'm more than a conqueror and I'm going to overcome. If we as a country, we are going to overcome this. We've seen tough times before. This is one of the toughest times that we've seen in these in
right.
our generation. But I just want to encourage everybody that, you know, this is not going to break us, you know. You know, we are more than conquerors. Everything
right.
that we do, we definitely always will overcome.
All right, amen. I cannot wait for you guys to hear this. This is Overcome. I'm G. Wright, and this is I Am Caldwell. Wow. Now listen to this, guys. Listen. This is my favorite song right here. Now, I was holding this up here. You guys hear it? Hey, so I have to say this. I'll make sure I'm going to have to play that again by at the end of the show. You guys can hear the full thing. You are up there singing it. You are singing it. God bless you, Alberta. God bless you. You know, and guys, what do you guys think about it? I know you guys have been asking about it. You know, my mom, of course, my mom had to come on there and say, turn it up, I can't hear it. So I appreciate you guys saying you guys didn't hear it. And thank you. Listen, I love that song. And you are singing. When you came up with that harmony, if I had something I could just throw at you.
That's the church part. You know, I get that all the time. You know, I've got that in my back. You know, when you come along, these harmonies look like, if you've been a choir director, like, all your life, you had to make sure you got the alto part, which was the hardest part.
Right.
Practice. I remember I was working for the post office and I was counting the mail.
Right.
Right. My blood is not secreted enough. things that I found out after I was diagnosed.
Right.
So some of the medications that I take now help to keep my serotonin level, to a point where I can function.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, you know, the thing about that, like I said, medication gets a bad rap. You know, that's another thing I can talk about on another show. But listen, it helps calm me down. You know, I wake up on 10. I can stay on 10 until I'm wiped out. You know.
Yeah.
You know, my mom says, she says, she's proud of you for taking the steps to help yourself.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And these are things that, you know, we want to share. When we go into cities virtually, it's fine. You know, and at some point we'll get out there with the actual people. But, I mean, I always knew that my life meant something, you know, and
right.
I'm still not sure what it meant. But if there's anything that I can help somebody with that I've already been through, kind of short that pain duration,
right.
then I'll talk and I'll share before I even think.
Right. Wow.
I've been thinking all my life, but this is my legacy. This
wow.
is what I was created to do. Singing was just a great big old vehicle to
right.
get me to where, first yeah. and foremost,
well, you know, this one I want to, now. So we have my story and learn.
Yeah.
Which one would you want me to play next?
We can go with my story.
Okay, my story. So give us a backdrop. Give us a backdrop. All right, Caldwell.
My story is the most autobiographical song that I've ever heard. It truly is my story. It shows you my journey and how some ways that, you know, all of us have commonalities. And you'll hear some in the song. I remember when I was in the studio recording it in Jacksonville, and a great friend of mine, Troy C, who passed away last year.
Yeah, I love it. I love his ministry. I'm so sorry. To, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I used to write songs for Troy. And his daughter happened to be in the studio. She's 19. And I was recording the song, and when she came out, you know, here I am all in my upper 50s, and she's 16, and she came out, she was like, oh, well, wow, she's like, she said, I know the story, I know the call, my story, your perspective, she said, but I hear so much of my story.
Right.
And she said, then it's got that 90s R&B, she said, all of my friends love 90s R&B, you know.
Right.
And you know, and you know it's good when you, you know, you kind of heard me shout for a second. I was trying to hold myself. I think I kind of shouted a little bit. I said, I cannot do this. I'm going to do all this again and shout by myself. But listen.
You know, I was listening. I was like, oh, my God. I sent the studio version. I apologize. I did not send you. I sent you a demo version of that. But, you know, I'll make sure you get the studio version.
Okay. Listen, I love it, man. Listen to this. I was ready to start shouting. You know it's good when you want to start singing. But you know how it is when... Yeah.
And can identify with that and let that be one of the catalysts to help them get up and to seek treatment and then take control of their life.
Yeah.
I've done my job.
Again, I'm going to commend you because, you know, the thing about it, you are persevering. You are making a difference. You know your purpose. You're learning. You continue to, and when you're doing what you feel like God has called you to do, you continue to learn more. He begins to show you more, even a bigger picture of what God has in store for you. So, and it's amazing, like, I'll say, like, on your platform or as a man, as a man, because a lot of men don't really show emotions or show that we're going through. We know we're going through, but we just so used to pressing. Our parents pressed through. We've learned to just through, but not really deal. Just press through. And some people, I just said, you know what? Just press through the depression. Press through. I mean, without medication, without getting help. You know, so I commend you for doing that. And it seems like more men are beginning to realize, like, people, or better yet, say, the Black community is beginning to realize that we've got to get help.
The subject of the documentary is coming out Father's Day weekend, and the lead single is called Shell.
Right.
And it's exactly about what you're talking about now. I'm just one of, you know, one that cries in the wilderness about the same thing. So I'm just doing my part about this, trying to help African-American men see their work.
Right.
You know, and a lot of things that beat us down, you know, relationships can beat us down, church can beat us down.
Right.
So, and all kinds of things can beat us down to where we feel less than, we feel emasculated. And
right.
So we just, you know, but hopefully the song Shell, you know, I'm telling them, hey, I've been like this, but now I'm strong. I'm a Black man, and I'm fighting the generation.
Right. All right. Amen. Right. You know, one of the things I want to play, our last song is entitled Learn.
Learn. Yeah.
What is the song about?
That's a great segue, actually. Of course, it'd be the last song because I wrote Learn maybe 15 years ago. And I just switched up the second verse after the George Floyd last year. Learn is about, you know, you see these wall decorations all the time in retail stores where it says live, laugh, love.
Right.
You see that everywhere on everything, you know. And so I took that and I wrote a song about it. About, it's really about bringing people together. Like, there are more things that we have in common rather than separate us.
Right.
To live, love everyone and laugh more, taking the time to give, you know, being a good friend, you know, live and let live without judgment, you know, we can do this, you know, when we learn. And so it talks a little bit about homelessness. I know where I'm in Charlotte, North Carolina, a huge homeless issue. And then the second part talks about, you know, just the violence, the thing that African Americans, the thing that we're struggling with, the thing that we're facing right now. And it's just, it's really reaching out and saying, yeah, come on, guys, you know, we can do this. We bond together. We all learn how to do this together.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, sir, guys. This is I Am Caldwell. Learn. I know you guys are going to love this song. I'll make sure I get this music really, really close. Sing a little bit of that, I Am Caldwell.
This is a moment, here I cry. This is a person, it can work when we are. This is a moment, here are people's cry.
Oh, my goodness. You know, listen, we need to hear this music now. I'm glad that, listen, wow, God is going to really, really bless. I mean, he's already blessed you. But, man, one thing I see is favor on you, because your music touches everyone's soul. Trina said, beautiful song. My mom said, nice and easy.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Thank you, Trina.
Listen, I'm ready for you to do a concert or something, all right? You need to go ahead and do your Facebook Live concert. I'm going to be there. Send me the invitation. We're going to be there. Because this...
We start back in 2 weeks.
You are?
We start in 2 weeks. And, some of these songs are going to be on there. And, you know, I just, you know, it's just like any artist right now that really can go out and perform. I'm to a place now where God has put some really, really amazing people around me, including musicians, my marketing team now, my wardrobe stylist. You know, I have a lot of pieces in place now, and I have these great musicians and singers, and so now I can really go forth and do some things. So we're going to share some stuff, and I'm very excited about it.
Yeah. Amen. You know, someone came and put something on my door. I'm like, who is ringing my doorbell? 1017. I'm like, did I lock that door? I'm paying attention. I'm like, okay, what's going on over here?
Don't panic.
I know. That's right. Don't panic. Calm down. Oh, man. You know, listen, I am personally honored to have had you on this show, and I can say, after your music has gone worldwide, nationwide, worldwide, that I've had I Am Caldwell on the show before some of this music got released. So I'm definitely appreciative, and I believe in your ministry and what you're doing, and I pray God's blessings over you and everything that you're doing. You know, because mental health is important.
And musically, the road less traveled, but I'm gonna go right on up that lane, you know, because that's what I'm here for.
Listen, yes, and your music speaks to the soul. Your music touches the soul. You know, I know everyone who's listening tonight, those who are listening, listen later. Make sure you check out I Am Caldwell. Now, on Facebook, I Am Caldwell. Twitter, I Am Caldwell, The Official.
The Official.
And Instagram, what is Instagram?
I Am Caldwell, The Official.
So I Am Caldwell, The Official on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
And on Facebook, I Am Caldwell.
Soon it will be I Am Caldwell, The Official, too. We finally settled into what we were going to be, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Listen, I'm going to play this music. I'm going to play and sing this music when I get off of here.
I appreciate it, man. Yeah, learn it on my YouTube channel as well.
Okay. And what's your YouTube channel? I Am Caldwell?
Type in I Am Caldwell, everything. My website, iamcaldwell.com. Everything comes up.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So much. Listen, I'm honored, and I'm listening. I need to hear this music tonight. You know. Listen, I know those who are on here, thank you so much. Those on here, I know they need to hear this music as well. We all did. And we all do need to hear from you. I'm ready for the concert. I'm ready for the concert.
That call, though, I'll say this as we're going out. It is my last name, but then, you know, God gave me this turn. Winning, encouraged, everyday learning, and I'm a long, long way from where I was. That I said, I'm called, though. It's not just promoting me. That's why I want you to feel like when they see my show, when they see me live, when they see me anywhere, I want you to walk away feeling one of them, if not all, feeling confident, feeling accepted, feeling loved. Because, see, this journey is not about me. It's about you.
Mm.
I am called.
Amen.
Now my name. Do with you. This is how I want you to be. You know, so, yeah, God bless you.
Listen, God bless you. Thank you so much. I'm encouraged tonight, and I'm about to get off here the next couple minutes and start singing along with you, because you know that's what singers do, right? When you hear something that you like, you're like, I want to sing. Let me get on the background.
Hey, man, I'm
going to
hit you up to actually take part in the documentary.
Okay. Okay, definitely. Thank you so much. Now, I did say I was going to play it again, because I don't think that everyone got the full effect of Overcome.
Hey, man, we play that one way out.
All right. So, guys, I appreciate you guys coming through. Make sure you friend I Am Caldwell. You check him out. Check out his music. Google him, and everything is going to come down. Everything. And I appreciate Keno for turning me on and saying, look, you got to check this music out. So I appreciate him.
All right. Shout out to you so much, bro.
Here you go. This is Oka. Ooh, goodness. I want to say God bless you again. And I know that Alberta, she was like, when is the concert? But Keno, put information on there. Thank you, Keno. Thank you, Keno, for putting that on there. You know, I was just joking with him about the concert, y'all. I was just joking with him about the concert. I was telling him,
it is coming. We don't have a date for it yet because some COVID issues happened. But, it's coming this summer for sure.
But, guys, make sure you guys support him, support his music, support his ministry.
And pray.
We're definitely going to pray for our ministry. We're going to pray for you and your ministry and what you're doing, because you're doing something positive in the earth. And I believe that God's going to bless you in everything that you do and your ministry. And because, again, your music is going to kill people, touch people where they are. So I just want to encourage you, be encouraged, and know that God is with you. And thanks again for gracing us with your presence tonight.
And it was my pleasure. Thanks to all everybody who was on the broadcast today. You guys show me so much love and support. I really, really, really appreciate it.
Thanks, and please share this broadcast on your pages, guys, so other people can hear his music as well and his life changing story and life changing message. Because guess what? What you're doing, you're changing lives.
So
God bless you so
much.
And have a great night, okay?
All right.
Good night, everybody. And I'll see you guys next week. God bless you.